بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. No matter how much Allah Ta'ala love comes into your heart, no matter how much piety it can have in you, but never at any time think really high and mighty of yourself. You can see maybe, you know, even all kinds of sins, all the good deeds that you are doing, always have this fear that this thing can leave you. As long as you have this fear that the good deeds that I am doing and the good quality and conduct that I have in me, the fear that will leave me to bring about humility, the greatest quality is humility. Humility means this much, that you are already humble, that there is something that I have this fear that whatever I had in me, Allah Ta'ala can take it away from me. And you have this in your heart that this is given by Allah, and the only way I can thank Him is to become more humble. No matter how big a sinner you may see a person, no matter how much of sin is committing, don't look down at it. Don't look down. You can look down at his action, but don't look down at the actor. Because possibly that person becomes better than you. Many a time you see a person doing a lot of wrong things, but don't look down at him, and be something Allah loves to have in him, which is hidden, which you do not know. And overnight he becomes close to Allah. There was a person. It was very, very hot. And what Allah Ta'ala gave one shade to him, one shadow, one cloud came only for him. And he was sitting. It so happened that one sinner was passing by. He crossed his heart that I'm a sinner, but look, I'm feeling so hot, let me go sit next to this person. Because the shade to him, I'll get also shade. So when he went to sit down there, this person began to think, because he knew this was a sinner. He knew he was a sinner. So he began to think, look what the sinner is doing next to me. Before I go further, we also got the same habit. You may see a person drunk out on the road, and one day you see him coming to masjid to be namaz. Any wrongdoer you see on the road, you see him with namaz. When you look at him and you know him, who he was and who he is, what crosses your heart at that time? Why is he standing next to me in namaz? Why is he coming to mosque for? Since when you begin to judge people? That's what we are created. So immediately when he crosses his heart, what this person is doing here, and he became cross with him and said, go away, leave me and leave. You're not supposed to sit next to me. We will not stay with our tongue, but with the action we say. In namaz also we see a person that kind of thing. So it so happened, he got up from there and he chased him away. And while he's going away, he said, no, you're not playing with him, you're playing with Allah. You're playing with? But everything that happens to you is from Allah. So when he was walking away, Allah Ta'ala instructed the cloud to follow him. Left this person and he began to follow that person. You saw what intention he had, let me go sit next to the pious person, possible that I can change. And what this person in return said? So it so happened that cloud began to follow him, and Allah Ta'ala sent the wahi to the Nabi of that time and tell him this much, that that person who looked down at him, then all his good deeds is now wiped out. And that person who did the wrong, now he becomes, is coming more close to Allah. So now for him, all his sins are forgiven. So he can start it. So we must not feel that we are doing everything. We must think He is allowing to do it. Then we begin to thank God. Habib Ajmi rahmatullah alayhi was a very big sinner. Habib Ajmi, very big sinner. He was a person, you know, he was ruthless. In the sense of this kind that, you know, he should, you know, he was a, you know, riba, interest. His life was revolving on interest. When he should walk in the street, the children would keep far from him. He said, oh, you don't want him to come near us, then his sin must commit us all. He was of that kind. People should keep far from him. And when he should be so ruthless to go to people's house, I want it now. Whatever you owe me, I want it now. It becomes like that. A person lives with riba, his heart becomes like rocket. He doesn't know what the meaning of mercy. When a person is dealing with interest all his life, his heart becomes like a rock. If there's no mercy for him, Allah Almighty, Father. So it so happened that, you know, he went to one house at this day of Jummah. And that woman said, I got nothing by me. She said, no, I want it. I don't leave any house without this. She said, I got this meat here for this, to cook or eat my family. He made sure, I want that also. And he made sure he took that meat and went. And she started crying, I don't know, the food. No mercy. However, he took that meat and went. When he went home, he told his wife, make the food ready after the mother took it. And the moment she put on the stove that meat, it was something else. It turned into blood. Called him and said, Abhi, come here now, what is this? It's not good food. What is this? Something blood. Because you're eating blood here, you're soaking blood. This is blood we have eaten. What is Allah? You got worried now, frightened. And that was a turning point for him. You don't know what is a turning point for you too. You don't know what that person you look down at will be, what will be his turning point. And that's a time he went. And he made tawbah and he went to Hasan Basri rahmatullah. And stayed in his company after forgiveness. Now when he made tawbah and go, now when you walk in the street, people want all the children, let's go near him now. He's no more sinner now, he's someone else now. Let us also become more near him so we can also get infected, become known. You don't know who's my friend. Overnight Allah Ta'ala turns the person. When you have the right, that because you are doing all the good deeds, and because you kept away from sins, you're supposed to be thankful to Allah Ta'ala, you become the more pride in you to look down at the person. However, it so happened that he became so close to Allah that after that, yes, imagine Allah changed him. A very big sinner, but a wrongdoer, but when he made tawbah, sachi tawbah. And then he made sure whatever harm he caused to people, he made pay them everyone. And ask for forgiveness, which is supposed to be done. It's hukukulibah. Whatever harm he caused to anyone, not that he just ask for forgiveness to Allah, but even ask for forgiveness to people. Which you and I are supposed to do that. If he stole something, he caused harm to someone, we have to ask for hukukulibah, we have to ask for forgiveness. It so happened thereafter when he became so close to Allah, Ta'ala, he told him, then one day he was performing namaz. Oh, he was not an Arab. He was not an Arab. He was a foreigner. So he's reading, not an Arab. So when one night he's reading the Quran, he's reading namaz, salah. And Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi was passing by. And said, let me read namaz behind him. So because he was not an Arab, he did not read namaz, the Quran in the correct way. When he couldn't read the Quran correctly, then Hasan Basri left him and left. That night, Hasan Basri see Allah Ta'ala in a dream. See, which were the greatest what acts would I be, can I do that can become closer to you? You say you lost it. What do you mean, Allah? Have you read Namaz behind Hadi Abi? even in his close to me. So he could not hear properly because he was not Arab. But look, the sincerity that he had in him, that link Allah Ta'ala has seen, that brought him back closeness, that Allah Ta'ala has Hasan Basri rahmatullah, that, oh Hasan, you have mercy today. Have you read that namaz when you got the closest of him? So what do we learn from him? Do not look down at him. Not look? You don't know who is who today in this world. As long as you look down upon yourself, you'll always prosper. And always think there's no one lower than you. They're lower than you. The only person can think high of himself is that he knows he's got guarantee that he's without iman. No man can give this guarantee that he's without iman. He does not know guarantee the best thing he has now. There's no one worse than him. And this namaz that we make is not according to your expectation. It's real mercy you accept. Man has this kind of quality, he never tried to look down at him. Read one, not an amal, you go to the city. Alhamdulillah. Well, I'm not going to talk to him, so the mouth of Allah is one of them. A banana in the Nanu and our friend in the Kala. Father Samara and the Marie to the Nakam. The open in this one is not. Now, the son can be born for a change. When I will become separate, so the mouth of Allah. Thank you.